Hello.
Good afternoon. You're on the Central Club phone in. How can I help you?
Afternoon. Hello. I think we're just going to speak about the crisis that we're facing in the UK with the forced adoptions and forced removals.
Okay. First of all, are you allowed to state your name, or are you coming in anonymous?
I'm currently anonymous.
Okay. And how many miles away from Central are you?
I'm probably many miles, 100 miles.
It's only a little thing we like to ask our callers. No problem. Okay. Well, this is really interesting because you're not the first person today who's spoken similar. You know, it was actually someone who's gone through trying to fight back their kids. So maybe if you want to just put it in your own words, that would be great to hear.
Yeah, shining the light on this topic is probably the most important work I have ever done. I'm not an expert. I'm not a social worker or a psychologist. I'm a mother, and I don't think there is no person that is more vulnerable than a new parent. So I feel like we have a duty to shine light on what's going on and how the system and state have been involved with families. And I think it's actually diabolical. I really believe there needs to be a change and people need to wake up. I feel like we've descended into the dark ages.
Wow, that's a bit of a statement. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I feel like if we look back in history, there's like the 1947 to 1974 forced adoptions were against young mothers who were out of wedlock and their children were just being taken as a way to shame them. And I just feel like history is repeating itself, and except now they've glamorized it, or I wouldn't say glamorized, but they're using more psychological and cunning ways to cover what they're doing, which is they say that they're working in the children's best interests and that they've got the children's needs at heart, and they do try and keep families together. And then you've got the narrative of there must be a reason why they've been taken.
Yeah.
And the truth is, there isn't.
Do you find being a mother, maybe speaking to others and act, you know, trying to raise awareness on this and shed light, do you see that there's a targeted audience, that they are, you know, a targeted group of mothers that they are trying to take their babies from, or is nobody safe?
I don't think there's a target. I actually believe, like what you say, that nobody's safe. You know, God forbid you take your children to the doctors or to school or call the police for help, because you might be faced with having your child removed. And that is where we're at. And something radically needs to be changed. I've seen parents have their children removed simply on the basis that they've taken their child to the doctors for maybe like a bruise that they had and what they can use to help that. And, you know, all these different things, you know, if a child goes to school and you've told them the night before you can't have chocolate before bed, they go into school raging.
Yeah.
Oh, my parents did this or that. You'll have your child removed, and it's these littlest things that they can get involved with.
I assume there's like a, you know, it's not like a strike three kind of system, but surely there are, they don't just do that off one thing though. Surely, you know, there's got to be a pattern of behavior surely before they can take your child away from you. Am I right there?
Well, they get involved. I think there's a process. So I like there are these phases and there's these processes that they go through, but it's all very methodically done. So once they're involved, or should I say once they're in, if you allow them in, which by the way, you don't have to, and local authorities do not have the authority. If you allow them in without, obviously, lots of people unbeknown don't know what's going on, they've allowed them in, then you're in the system then, and they start the process rolling. So they know they're going to be taking the children eventually.
You sound like there's some sort of vampires or something, you know. Only if you invite them in, they can come in and then take your child.
Well, that's one way of putting it. I've never heard it put like that, but I guess you could look at it like that. I'm not saying that every local authority or social worker are terrible and they are these horrible people that want to take children. I don't believe that.
Yeah, and surely not every mother's innocent either, are they? Like, there's obviously parents out there who need their kids taken into protection, surely.
I agree. There are children that do need protecting, and there are mothers who aren't innocent, parents, whoever, and do need help. But we're looking at the help is not being given. So where does that lead the children? Mm.
Are you trying to say, like, there's no help given, just we'll take the kids off you? Like, if you're asking for help, you're in danger of losing your child.
There's that, and there's also, you know, the children that are in significant need of help, I'm not seeing them get that support or help that they truly need. I think, you know, look, if we look at it, there's facts and statistics where criminals and mothers with mental health disorders are able to look after their children with no problem. They haven't been taken. There's no issue there. So why is it that some mothers are getting targeted? Because I do feel like some mothers and parents are being targeted. And I feel like that's because they are vulnerable.
Yeah.
It could be single mothers. It could be mothers that are on the verge of, you know, with no support, and they need that support. And instead of getting that support, they're not getting it. And that's the saddest part.
Yeah. Sorry to jump in there. So you being a mother, I assume that your child was taken off you as well, correct?
I don't want to delve into it too much, but there's been cases that has happened, and it's traumatic.
Yeah, and would you say that you believe that it was unfairly, you know, they were taken up from your hands unfairly as well?
Yes, I would say so. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying I haven't made mistakes. And I was the first one to hold my hands up to say, okay, look, I'm going wrong here. How can you help me? How can we support each other? How can we work as a team? And how can we get to a better place to keep our children together? And, you know, there was a moment where they were ready to bring children home. And then they bring in this psychologist. And this psychologist is 9 out of 10 times working with the local authority, and they give a horrible report. Yeah. And then they say, okay, this psychologist report is going to be added on to your parenting assessment. So when you had a great positive assessment, this psychologist now says, no, you cannot have your children. We're not bringing them home. And I think many mothers are facing this now, and now they're up against this biased psychologist and trying to prove that they are sound mind and able. And like I said before, there are criminals and mothers with mental health disorders who are able to look after their children.
Yeah.
So why is it different for others?
I think as well, a conversation I've had before, I know mothers who literally, you know, they're fit and well, they're very stable, their children might have some sort of disability and they're looking for support, they've actually gone and referred themselves to social services, and social services will say, we can't help you, we can't get involved because you've self-referred, because you're stable, basically. But then if someone just refers them behind their back, straight away, you know, they're getting involved. It's very backwards. Question I want to ask you is, why do you think this is happening, and what's the goal out of it?
Well, I think they believe they are doing the right work and that they are safeguarding children.
Okay.
When reality is, there needs to be some intervention. There needs to be a change in how they are approaching families. And
so you don't think this is a conspiracy? This isn't like, yeah, you know, to benefit anyone. This is just they're doing it wrong. They're looking in the wrong places. They're not giving the right help.
They've got it horribly wrong, I must say. But there are facts as well where there is a money orientated gain. So there is that part as well.
Okay.
Where you can look at it is that they are essentially selling children off, because the facts are there. Adoption agencies are profiting, and it becomes a business. But I do think the most part is they are doing this terribly wrong. They're doing it, it's like I said, it's like we've gone into the dark ages. And I just think we need to understand how we got to the social service system, how the public education system, because this is children's lives and futures that are on the line. And I think there needs to be like a mass awakening amongst the people right now, and ascend from the dark ages, because we've believed that we were being educated and we've believed that these social services will help keeping families together, when actually we've been intentionally lied to, intentionally manipulated, cases have been fabricated, and human rights have just been disregarded. And I just think we need to move towards a more open intellectual debates and rigorous conversations like this, and understanding all of the events that the UK is finding itself in today, and really help actually bringing children back home, because it's not impossible. And, you know, just with the right work, you can keep families together. And I just think there really needs to be some level of change. I also just want to quickly mention Ian Josephs. I will send you the link to him. He explains it incredibly. Ian Josephs has helped many, many families. And another person following Ian Josephs' lead is Thomas Jones. So I'll send the links for that. And if people do want to get help, they can access these two people, and they will give you everything you need.
We'll put the link on the screen to this conversation for people to have a look. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your call. Is it anything? Do you want to end it with anything, or?
No, that's it. Really, I just think we need to really bring some level of change and intervention into the system, and keep families together, and work with mothers.
If you hear, like, I don't know how deep you are into the rabbit hole. If you hear the globalist agenda, it's to divide families. It's to split families up, you know, and
that is the general consensus. And that's why people need to wake up, and people need to come together.
Thank you very much for your call. I really appreciate it.
It's okay. Thank you for having me on.
And you. Take care. Stay central.
Stay central. Bye.
That's the second time today. That's mad, isn't it?